You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Celebrate the holidays at Hale Varsity Club with an exciting lineup of holiday-themed events like Ugly Christmas Sweater Karaoke and Holiday Music Bingo, plus happy hour all day on New Year's Eve during college football bowl games. Hale Varsity Club has something for everybody. Stop in this month to try our new menu items like the Nashville Hot Honey Chicken, Crispy Breaded Wings, and the Benning Burger. It's a spicy burger named after Damon Benning. Visit HaleVarsityClub.com for the full event calendar and make a reservation now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I'm joined by my giggly girly, my Elvis queen, Gracie. She's back by popular demand. She's back. The people were writing me, and they were like, where the fuck is she?
Well, so it was one review.
And it was said, that you
were a regular.
I'm obsessed that you, like, you do reference this review quite a lot.
It made me smile on the inside. And
I know
who wrote it followed me and like DM'd me. And I was like, thank you so much.
God. Well, shout out to her. What a sweet angel. So real quick, last week I didn't have a podcast episode. And listen, guys, I hear you. I see you. I was having some medical problems. We won't get into it, but I did kind of talk about it a few days ago on my Instagram story, and people were writing in and they go, can you talk about it, like, I want you to talk about it more. And I'm like, I don't, let's DM about it privately. Like, it's, well, because it's like, listen, I'm all about spreading awareness, but like, this feels strange.
Yeah, I would like to see those DMs of people demanding you talk about this.
Well, it was a lot of people being like, I feel like I have that.
Is it just you pee a lot?
No. No. Okay, it's called interstitial cystitis. Look it up. Anyway, so Gracie is here. She's ready to talk Love is Blind. She's ready to talk God Forbid. She's ready to talk Potomac Girlies. You're just kind of ready to talk.
Yeah, always. Down to chat with my girly.
But first, I do have to say Gracie came into town for my birthday. She flew in for my 30th birthday, which literally feels like it was yesterday, but also feels like it was 6 months ago. I can't keep track. And we had a time.
Oh my God. Like the best time. Like truly one of my favorite trips I've taken.
We did nothing.
Not a thing.
We left the house. Oh my God. Okay. So we were like grabbing stuff for the party and like doing all that kind of stuff on Friday. Was that Friday? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
And I was like, there's Coney Islands in Michigan. That's like it's like a whole thing. Okay. Like Coney Island is a thing in Michigan. It is what it is. Okay. And I was like, you gotta go to a Coney Island. Like we gotta take you to a Coney. And she was like, whatever. So we pull into this Coney Island, which by the way, guys, Coney Islands are like, they're shitholes. They're literal. It's garbage. It's disgusting, but it's like a must. Yes. Anyway, we pull in and right across the street, It was like a beacon of light.
It was a glowing girl.
It was glowing. It was a Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, God. And she looked at me and I looked at her. I put that car in reverse and we went straight to Buffalo Wild Wings.
And let me tell the listeners though.
Oh yes.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, we're mm-hmm. sitting there, we're eating fried pickles, we're eating wings. Mm-hmm. I'm playing solitaire. Sam got mad at me.
Well, I was like, this is so rude. Like, know, you not?
It's a horrible habit. I just feel like
I know you solitaire. Looked really embarrassed.
I don't even know I'm doing it. But anyway, so we're sitting there, and when I tell you, it was like the Beefy Boy Brigade was like, every single person that came in was stocky, 300 mm-hmm. pounds, ready to fuck. But like, sorry.
They were huge. They were huge, but they were like hot. Like
hot.
It was like beefcake city. That you and it. I looked like two fucking slugs. Both of us are happy in relationships, but you still don't want to be like the hottest an uggo.
You always want to be the hottest girl at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we were not, you know? And so we were like, what the fuck's going on? No, we weren't. What the fuck's going on here? Our waitress, God bless her, having a rough time. Like she picked up the check and we were easy. She picked up the check from us and we were like leaving. And she goes, it's going to be a night. I was like, what? Why would you say that to paying customers? And you know, come to find out there's...
I'm sorry. I just choked.
Come to find out, the reason for the Beefy Boy Brigade was because there's a whole fucking Buffalo Wild Wings ice rink behind the Wild Wings.
Yes, I didn't know that.
It was hockey boy time.
Hockey boys, which explains the body types that we're strolling in. And in packs.
I'm a Southern girl myself, and nobody played hockey growing up. That wasn't a thing. So not near ice. Like, I guess you can go to an ice. I don't know. It's just like not really a thing. Mm-hmm. So I've always been a football girly, but maybe if I had been a Detroit baby, I would have been, what do they call it? Like a
puck sluts.
I would have been a puck slut.
I truly can't explain. Like, it was like, we're not exact. It wasn't like one table, like one group. It was like tables on tables on tables, a big group of beefcakes. And I was like, we made the right decision coming to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sam ordered 15 boneless.
Okay, can I talk about this? Okay. So this might be really boring for people. I don't care. I'm having fun. I'm laughing.
Don't leave a bad review. Just turn it off and mind your business.
Go over to Betches Brides where I'm really loved.
Go away.
So anyway. We're ordering, and Gracie orders her food. And I just look at this little, our waitress is very petite.
Very small.
And I just look at her and I go, I'll have 15 boneless. And without skipping a fucking beat, Gracie goes, oh. I was like, how dare you judge me?
Mind you, this is like $19 worth of boneless.
Oh, it was like $25. It was so fucking excessive.
And listeners, ask me how much she ate. Ask me how many she ate. She ate seven of those bitches. And then didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't want it. I was like, I can't. It was, things were moving along.
We talked a long time about Buffalo Wild Wings and I wasn't expecting it to be this long.
You know what? I just thought it was really funny that like you come to Detroit. I was going to take you to, I like had a reservation at like this really nice restaurant, like in the city, and like you and I were going to be girlies. Yeah. You and I truly were disgusting. And we ate at Buffalo Wild Wings. We looked at beefcakes and
remember when I ordered a snack?
Do you want to talk about that? Okay. Yeah, this we have to talk about it. It was so fucking funny. It was like Sunday.
Yeah.
It was Sunday. We were like kind of just doing, I don't even know what we did Sunday. We just like kind of did nothing. We were tired from the night before the party. And it's like 10 o'clock or something. And you were like, I'm so hungry. Are you hungry? And I was like, I don't know. Which means I could eat, bitch.
No,
like,
girl, you said no.
Did I?
Yes. You go, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get myself a snack. So I get on my little Grubhub and I order a snack. Mm-hmm. And then Sam.
And you go, I just ordered myself a snack.
Yeah, I was like, I ordered myself a little snack. And then Sam was like, you didn't get me anything? And I was like, well, I actually got
You said I ordered us a snack, or I ordered myself a snack. I said, what'd you get? And you said, I ordered nuggets. And I said, and you didn't get me anything? And then you look at me and you're like, well, so I actually ordered 10 nuggets, 2 cheeseburgers, a medium fry, and a Sprite.
Oh my God. It's so disgusting.
And you were like, we can split it.
Like, what was my plan? Was I going to hide it? Was I going to put it in the bathroom until you fell asleep and, like, lie? Like, why did I lie?
I don't know. It was so fucking funny because I was like, okay. And we split it and we had – oh, let's tell them what we were watching while you were here at Nonstop. It was literally queued up from the time we woke up to the time we went to sleep.
The best comedy.
The Real Houses of New Jersey.
Yeah. What was it? Season 4?
Season 3. 3.
And
then 4.
Okay. Well, listeners, you're about to get to know me real well. Because if you know anything about me, if I go like a feral pussycat for Christmas, I like lose control of my body. I start sweating every time I see him. Every single time I see him on the screen, like he could be in the back, I just go, ugh. Like I'm like the hunter.
You're in heat.
Gray. Yeah, it's insanity. And yeah, so we did that. I was horned up on
Sam's. It was so funny because I've known Gracie for 6 or 7 years and she's loved Chris Manzo genuinely, like wholeheartedly, the entire time I've been her friend. Like the way that she feels about this man, it's something. And granted, she loves her boyfriend. Love, soulmate, love of her life, et cetera, et cetera. They have a beautiful relationship, blah, blah, blah. But Chris Manzo is like truly, like you die for him. And so you and I.
Oh, no. Don't tell them that.
Okay. We won't.
I mean, well, now we got to.
Oh, let's tell him a little bit. Okay. Let's talk about it. So she loves Chris Manzo, and I feel like all of you guys know this. I am obsessed with Chris LaRita. I find him so sexy, so hot. He's always in his little wine cellar. He's always like, oh, Jacqueline. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's always really, really up to something. I don't know. But I'm like getting nervous talking about him. I'm getting nervous.
I know. I can't talk about them. It like makes my heart beat.
I know.
Oh, God. Funny.
So Gracie and I, as friends, we like to sometimes play pretend. Uh-huh. And if you guys don't know what that is, I suggest you really lean into your fun side and just let it rip.
Get better friends. Just play pretend.
Play pretend.
Let's just be like, it really started. Well, no, it didn't start, but like one of my favorite play pretends is after we saw Elvis and we played pretend as Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens and like how they communicated.
And we're dead ass serious.
Yeah, it went something like I'm Vanessa. Okay. And this is like our imaginary conversation.
And we're so serious. So serious.
And this is a text. Mm-hmm. Hey, Austin, I just saw Elvis. I'm so proud of you. I always knew you could do it. You're the superstar. I always knew you were. XOXO, Vanessa.
And then, like, Austin would reply.
Yeah.
And he would be like, it really means a lot to hear from you. You know, you were always there for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always believed in me. And I have to say, when I first read the script, you're the first person I thought of.
Oh, see, like
that's, you know what I mean? We tap in.
Yes. We tapped the fuck in about
the whole Chris weekend.
Lurita. Yeah, we were always playing pretend, but Chris Lurita and Chris Manzo.
Well,
I don't know how deep we want to go in this story.
Do you want to talk about Giuseppe and Polly?
Oh, Giuseppe and Polly. Oh,
okay, Lord. So for some reason, we probably lost listeners by now, but you know what? I'm having a good time.
They were what I signed up for.
Like, can you just talk about fucking Potomac, you stupid bitch? Like, you were gone all week and now you're talking about fucking pretend?
Okay, well, fucking.
Really quick. We'll just talk about what. Okay. So, like, when we were playing pretend in regards to the Chris's, we would call it, like, your Chris or my Chris. And sometimes we would be. the Chris's. Sometimes we would be Caroline. Sometimes we would be their new wives. Jacqueline's no longer in the picture. I'm now in that role. I've taken on Nicholas and CJ. Me and Ashley are girls, you know. Because Crystal has a close relationship with Ashley with two E's in this scenario. But then we introduce two new characters.
Yeah. I picture them as painters.
100% with little mustaches.
Yeah, little mustaches and white caps.
Yeah. And they, Gracie said, we're going to be two friends of the Chris's and we're going to be sitting in a boat fishing. And I said, okay. I didn't even question it. And all of a sudden we had names and we were Giuseppe and Polly. I was Giuseppe. She was Polly. We were friends with the Chris's and we saw them go through all stages of life. And now we saw the Chris's with Samantha and Gracie and we see how much better their life has gotten and we could be happier.
Yeah. We're just happy for our friends. It was
unhinged.
It was demented, what it was.
Now that I'm describing it, I'm like really mortified.
Maybe we cut it out, Pat.
Pat, we might have to cut that whole segment. We've been talking for 13 minutes about pretend.
The thing is, the girls who get it. And the girls who don't. Yeah. Okay? Like, it is what it is. And honestly, if you don't get it, and you're like, why would y'all do that? You're 30 years old. Stop playing pretend. I don't really want to interact with you. And
I mean, I genuinely looked at you that weekend and I said, I'm going to live longer because I know you.
You said that twice to me. That's like truly one of the nicest things anyone's ever said.
It's true because you make me laugh. And I think laughter is like the key to a long life, you know?
That's why everyone should follow me and continue their life. I'm trying to hit 2,000 followers so I can become an Amazon influencer.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I just want to sell my ice rollers and make a buck.
Okay. I hear you. I have an Amazon storefront and I don't know how to use it. Like, it's really confusing to me.
So insulting to me. Like, I got my
four. Do you want to use mine?
I wouldn't even know how to begin. You would commit fraud and steal my money. Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So enough about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the real stuff. Do you want to talk about God Forbid first?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I watched it. I took an edible and I said, this is going to be a wild ride. I was like, it's like gang, you know?
Gang, stoner girl. Gang. Meanwhile, I take a melatonin and I have a panic attack.
Guys, she takes like half a melatonin and sends me the craziest things.
I'm like, what?
She's like, I love this photo of us. It's a picture of Shrek and Donkey. And I was like, also high in an edible at that time. And I was like, that's actually like a really accurate depiction.
Comment below who's Shrek. Ugh, God. Obviously, it's me.
Anyway, shout out to the person who said, when did you get so fat on my Instagram questions. And I have to tell you, people were like enraged in my comments, in my DMs. They were like, fuck that person. Give me their handle. Who are they? And I was like, they're obviously monster, but like, I found it funny because like, I did gain weight. So it's like, it is obviously like, don't say that. It's not nice.
But, no.
Like, I have to laugh.
No, okay. I love how people were so kind to you because the first thing I said was like, I'm dying. This is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You're like, this is so funny. I've been laughing about this. I was like, thank you.
I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous thing to say to somebody. Like, it's
insane. But also, like, it's just funny because it's like so blunt. Like, when did you get so fat? Like, that's the question you're dying to ask me.
And it's like, were they being mean or were they being genuine? Like, when did this
happen?
Like, no, I'm wondering, like, in their mind, are they like, when did this happen? And you didn't get fat, by the way. You just got a ass and some titties on you. Okay? So maybe accept it and lean into it.
Anyway, so I started it up. I was watching it with my roomie Paigey girl. And we were like, wait, this is going to be so crazy. Like, this is going to be so juicy. Like, so fun. Like,
which it was.
Ready to talk about skin. Then you got, so if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm so sorry. It's a documentary on Hulu called God Forbid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Falwell Jr., his dad started Liberty University, which was like, is like the Christian college. Like, it's where all the Christians go. I knew a girl that went there. She cheered for them, and now she's like a Tatiana in Miami. It's a really wild turn of events. I'm obsessed. Oh, absolutely. I will. I'm obsessed with her.
Fun fact also, his father, the one who founded Liberty University, politicized abortion.
Yes. So that is something that I think needs to be talked about more.
And nobody gave a shit about it until like...
They wanted to desegregate schools.
Which is great. Like, what? How do we go from this to this? Huh?
Retire your overplayed playlist. You'll never hear the same mix twice on AMP. AMP is a free live radio app where anyone can hop on the mic and play the music they love. So you can discover new to you playlists as they're made. Download AMP, that's AMP, in the App Store.
Your lips can do a whole lot more than kiss. Your lips express love and speak your truth. Plump your lips with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC for natural-looking results that are completely and uniquely you. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
But yeah, and so you're watching this documentary and you just thought, oh my God, like I thought this was going to be something else, but it ended up being like really informative. And like,
yeah.
So this kid, he's essentially a kid. He's like 20, 21. He works in Miami at like a cabana, and he's like a towel boy. So he like just goes around and folds towels, refreshes drinks, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And like this woman in her 40s, like says to him, you know, starts flirting with him. And he was
she says, don't bother with those young girls. They don't know what they're doing. Can you imagine somebody with like a serious face?
I pretended to be Giuseppe, an Italian fisherman. Absolutely not. But it was just also, I have to say about this documentary, they did a lot of like lip dubbing.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
I loved it. I was like,
these mouth actors.
I have a question. When they were doing the showing the FaceTime, was that real?
Yes.
Okay, because I couldn't tell because the lip acting was so good.
No, I know. Trust me, I was high on an edible. I thought I didn't know what was happening.
It was crazy. No,
that was real. So the lip acting is really out of control. Give them an Oscar, honestly. Yes, so she's like, yeah. Don't bother with the young ones. And he's like, what the fuck? Yeah, he was like, is this woman hitting on me? Like, I think she's hitting on me.
It certainly was.
And she was. And then was like, do you want to come back to my hotel? And he was like, okay. Yeah. So he goes. And then she's like, do you mind if my husband watches us?
Woo! Woo! Woo!
And he was like, I don't want to say he didn't understand what was going on because he did, but I don't think he ever thought it would get to the place that it ended up getting to.
Obviously not. I don't think any 20-year-old man would turn that down, which is like kind of sick, but also it is what it is. But anyways, they like to fast forward, you know, it would take us hours and hours to break it whole.
Have like a full-blown affair relationship
that her husband is fully aware of. And then her husband ended up endorsing Trump and like helps get him elected. And then it's like all come to Michael Cohen's buying nudes.
It took such a turn because they were literally flying him everywhere with their kids. And it seemed like he could just be a cover for like one of their friends or one of their kids' friends. Like no one really knew like what he was doing there. And he really struggled like with the whole situation the whole time. He was like, this is really crazy. Like, I don't like how I feel. You know, I can't have relationships with women that I want to have relationships with because she's so like, she's a predator. Then Trump gets involved. Okay.
He was involved.
That fucking goblin. He gets involved. Of course. Yeah. And cause then he starts doing rallies and shit at Liberty University, and then it just spirals so out of control.
Yeah.
And Then they play this like package. I feel like it was like kind of towards the end, and I just like wasn't ready mentally to like see all of it.
Yeah.
But like the montage of like 2016 to 2020 was so jarring to watch. I was like, wasn't ready for all that. Like, it was so intense. And like, you sit there and like Paige and I had to pause it because we were like, we lived through this. Like, this all just happened within the span of like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was like, they played clips of him saying like, grab her by the pussy and like, do this. Oh. Like, it was sick. Like, and you're just like, I can't believe I lived through that. Like, honestly.
I hope everyone voted in the midterms.
Yeah. Everyone, please. For the love of God.
I was talking about this with my dog park squad. Like, we catch up every day. I was talking about it with them because the primaries or the midterms were coming up, and I mean, you know me, we were friends throughout all of this. I was like very informed the whole time. Like, I read the news every day.
I watched
every single day. Like, I was very, very, very informed for a long time because I was just angry. Like, I was,
and you were also very, we were also very active.
Very active. I got tear gassed at a rally once. That's a whole nother story. I'm happy to tell it on my Instagram. But I was just really active. And then when Biden got elected, it felt like I could exhale a little bit. And I think that's part of my own privilege as like a white woman. I got to disconnect from it a little bit because I am privileged and it wasn't affecting me directly anymore. Mm-hmm. And now as the midterms have gone, I have this guilt of how I've like been a little inactive compared to what I was.
Yeah.
Also, I have to like, this is getting deep. I also have to acknowledge like my own mental well-being with it all. Cause I don't think I was mentally well for 4 months or 4 years.
None of us were. No,
I don't think I was processing anything.
Well, the thing is I don't think humans were ever meant to like process this much information at one time. Like, my mom and I talk about it all the time because like with them and like her generation is like they had 1 hour of news a night.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, and then you would like read the newspaper and it would like, you would read like a tidbit about what's going on in like Russia and or like what's going on here and there. Now it's like, with social media, you're inundated with like everything that's going on around the world all the time. And you're like, what the fuck am I doing right now? And you feel like, guilty because you're like, what am I supposed to do? What can I do? How can I get involved? How can I do this?
Donate. Like, what's good? What's bad?
But then I'm like, where do you donate? Because like some places are fucking scammers.
Yeah. I mean,
it's horrible.
What has helped me in this time is finding very local causes and supporting them with your time, your money, your whatever you have to give. And I've been like trying to read more local news and more like city news. I live in a small-ish city. I'm from Atlanta, but I moved to a much smaller city in North Carolina. And they have all kinds of stuff going on all the time. So I'm trying to get involved on more of a municipal level.
Yeah, on like a local level for sure.
I was very mentally ill for 4 years. And I'm proud of myself with like how I became an activist during that time. And I really like found things that mattered to me. But I also like acknowledge that I cannot keep that level of anger up my whole entire life because I'll die in 10 months.
Yeah. And I also think too, with like when we got the verdict about Roe versus Wade back in June, I think all of us just like, we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I was on a bachelorette party and I got that notification and I was like, I'm literally here sucking out of a penis straw and I have no rights. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, you just feel discouraged. And like, I just want people out there to know, like, it's okay if you feel that way. Like, you're not a bad person. You're not stupid. You're not like ignorant or ill-informed. It's just like, sometimes you need a fucking minute. And like you said, there is a privilege to that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we acknowledge that, but like, wow, what a turn this conversation has taken. Like, from Buffalo Wild Wings to this, from beefcakes to our, you know, uteruses.
Exactly. Well, I loved it.
Anyway, so watch God Forbid.
Vote in your midterms.
Yeah, vote in your midterms. Very, very importante.
Very
important. Okay, next up, we have... I want to talk to you about Love is Blind because I didn't talk about it last week because obviously my, you know, I was in shambles.
Yeah.
And we got, there was a lot to unpack. So I want to start at the top
of the whole cast because I'm bad with names. And okay. I want to be able to remember who I'm talking about. I just need like a Google image.
Okay.
Well, none of these have charts, but I think I can figure it out.
Okay. Well, I can also help guide that conversation.
Oh, these people didn't even make it through whatever. Okay. I tried to be informed.
Okay. So let's go couple by couple.
Okay.
Let's start with Alexa and Brennan.
Oh, yes. I know them.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up just in case.
Okay.
Fully aware.
Great. Alexa and Brennan. I have many thoughts on this couple.
Okay.
I'm good by David Guetta and Bebe Rexha in 6 minutes and 34 seconds.
I didn't ask. Thank you.
Not Bebe Rexha.
She heard me say Alexa.
Do you think she,
she like thought pays. I was talking to her.
No, but do you think like Bebe Rexha pays to just randomly pop up on people's Alexas?
No, I think my Alexa thought I said that.
Call her Allie Baby.
Okay, I'll call her Allie Baby. Okay. So Allie Baby, I have thoughts. And I'm going to say I went into this like loving her. I was like, I love her, body positive queen, like absolutely beautiful. She makes no apologies for who she is. Yes. I love a girl that's like, I own my curves and I love to eat. So shut the fuck up. I'm beautiful. I'm hot. I'm everything. Okay. Brennan, Brennan just really wants to be with someone who has doors, you know, like he really, that's what he cares about. And I think that's sweet. I think he's a very simple man who does love her. And yeah. I talked about this on my Instagram. I feel like they are the couple that is only doing well or feels that they're like actually in love because everyone else around them is like literally a dumpster fire. Yeah. Everyone is in these horribly toxic relationships. So they're like, we're great. We're so in love. But then when you like break all that down and you like put them in the real world, as they like to say, it's never going to work. Like ever. Her friends kind of made me look at her a little bit different, if I'm being completely honest. Her friends
were creatures.
They were really mean. I don't like that they saw him and were like, we thought he was the cameraman. I'm like,
I hate
that.
That's
like really nasty. Like, I don't like that.
And you are the company you keep.
Yeah. And I was like, huh, okay. And I just don't think, and this is, this is just being totally honest. I don't think that he will ever provide the life that she wants.
No.
And I also think it's the standard case of like opposites attract, but they don't last. And like, they're very attracted to each other because I think they like that the other is like polar opposite. Like he likes that she's crazy and loud and like, you know, does is like glam and like whatever, because he's so not. And I think she likes that he's more simple and laid back and reserved and like go with the flow. Right. That's never gonna fucking work. It like rarely works in regular life. So not saying if you're like the opposite of your partner, like you can't make it work, but it, I just think it would be a lot harder.
I like how we're like so careful, like not to insult people. We're like, but if you're not,
Gracie, once you host a few podcasts, you really start to.
I know. I've seen it, but I am going to. I agree. I agree with like the messages of what you're saying and like the principle of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think where people are getting caught up is like I think she's okay. Providing. I think she's okay. She'd be like, this is the life I'm gonna have. I have the means to give it to myself. Like, so we're not gonna be farm people. You got it? I don't think she's looking to him to be like, I need you to be, you know, a hottie patati with $1 billion. I don't think that's what she's doing.
Do you think Daddy Warbucks wants to take him under his wing?
Oh my god, that man. I wasn't ready.
Not to be graphic, but
please don't.
I would throw my pussy at him.
Oh god, I hate when you talk about your P word. I hate it.
He's so fucking hot, his dad. So like, get him and his wife on a fucking reality show immediately.
Gasped. I mean, they're funny, they're hot, they're Israeli, they're everything I could ever dream
of. Like, this family is bananas, and they definitely live in the neighborhood someone on Housewives of Dallas lived in.
Yes,
for sure.
100%. So that's why I think, like, I don't think she's like, I need you to give me money. I think she got it.
I think she has it, but I also think, like, if she's with someone who, like, isn't making the amount that she's used to.
What is his job?
I don't know. I feel like he's, like, I don't know.
I'm going to say.
But his mom also scared me by being like, he's a runner.
He's a runner.
I was like, do you remember that?
Okay, well, his first job was bell ringing for the Salvation Army. Just so sweet.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard, but I don't think that's a job.
I know.
I think that's the point, is it's volunteer.
I'm having a hard time. Okay, he's an account sales rep for a water engineering company. So right. He does sales.
Okay, so that's great. I love that he's, you know, starred from the bottom and he's going up because, ding, you know, ding. He didn't have heat or AC growing up as a kid, which is horrible.
I guess it depends where you live.
What?
I guess it depends where you live if that's, like, really bad.
But he is down to convert.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, same.
Speak on it, sis.
Speak on it. And what else about them that I just...
I like them.
Hot. They're the best couple out of everybody. Yes.
I think they're going to get married. And of all these people, I think we need... Yes, I do. I think we need to spend the least amount of time talking about these people.
Okay, T.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Raven and SK.
Okay, well, you shared a hot fucking take that you don't like him. And hot take over here, I think he's one of the most attractive, kind, caring, loving, gentle...
I thought that too, Gracie. I thought that too.
What is throwing you off? He was upfront about moving to California. He said it in the pods. He said it in the pods. Get off his ass.
No, let me explain something to you. You saw the wedding, right?
Yeah.
So you saw when he said, I do not.
Yeah, I do. And I think that's the most romantic thing ever, because I saw this on TikTok and I think they're right. Because again, anything on TikTok is real. Somebody said he said no because it wasn't the right time for them. I think they're still together and he's doing his thing in California. She's doing her Pilates, whatever. And she's going to look back and want a wedding with her family. And so he goes, not yet, baby girl. Not yet. He said, hold on, baby girl. And I think that's sweet. And I choose to see the best in people. And that's why I'm so amazing.
Okay. Listen, I was his number one fan.
Obviously not.
Listen, I was his number one fan and I hated Raven. I was like, yeah, get her off my screen. I was like, she's so fucking rude. Take a hike.
For those listening, not watching,
we're doing a lot of thumb work.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So... that's what I thought. And then as time went on, I really saw their relationship grow. Yeah. I saw them having honest conversations. I saw his mother with her, which, like, was warming my heart. It was beautiful. And, like, she really was growing on me. How she turned Bartice down was incredible. She was like, you literally are disgusting. Like, yeah. No.
Dangle that in somebody else's face.
Because she literally was like, SK sees me for more than my body and my physical being. Like, that's what I'm into, not you and your dangly fucking earring. Which, if you guys can follow Raven on TikTok, I highly recommend. She's really
funny.
She's really funny over there.
Yeah.
She, like, throws straight up Bartice, like, every single day. It's great.
Amazing.
So they make it down the aisle. She looks absolutely gorgeous.
Gob, like, jaw
drop her in the headdress, everything absolutely gorgeous. Eyes, the veil.
Like, she's got like these,
the eyes, like the
oh, my glasses. I can't see anything. Oh my god, sorry, listeners. I'm back.
So then she says, I do,
yeah,
and he says, I do not, and then proceeds to give reasons. And he starts naming, like, all of these differences that they have and, like, everything like that. And, like, in my mind.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. He was like, we have a lot to overcome. Like, there's this. Like, he was naming like 10 things. And I was just mad at him. Maybe I don't hate him, but I was just really disappointed because I'm like, why didn't you bring any of this up? Like, why did you make her feel so fucking sure and so secure? You know how hard it is for her to let her walls down. And you are going to do that to her? Like, pull out the rug from under her? Like, it just wasn't fair. And she handled it like a fucking queen. She was so nice. She was like, I love you, and hugged him and was just like, I gotta go. Like, this is like really embarrassing.
I think she knew it was coming.
You do?
I think they talked beforehand.
Why do you think that? You seem really sure. What do you know?
I don't know anything.
You're just making this up.
Yeah. Okay. But like, judging by how she reacted and how he reacted, and like,
the mom was shook and disgusted by him.
Oh, she was pissed. Social
she was media, like,
they had such a cute relationship, but I don't remember them forming that relationship. So it must have been off cam.
Her and the mom?
Yeah, I literally, like, one
day. I feel like they text.
Oh God, I love a text.
You know, she went to the room and like hugged her and was like, listen, I love you. And I think you're really beautiful and amazing. And it was like really great. I just like, I'm really excited to see the reunion to see what they've got to say. Cause like, what if they are still together?
I think they're still together.
Why do you think that?
Her TikToks. Like, she's like said things like,
she's like, my sexy man.
Yeah. My sexy man. Like, when your man does dun, 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 dun. You know? Yeah. So I was guessing they're on my list of not married, still together.
Okay. Next up.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into the weeds. Getting into the weeds, Gracie.
Give it to me.
Cole and Zay.
Okay.
Cole and Zay. I have her clocked.
I've got him clocked.
Oh. Perfect.
Okay. Do you want to clock her or you want me to clock him?
I'll clock her.
Okay, go ahead.
So people are like, she's so hard on him. She's so nasty to him. She's so passive aggressive to him. She's rude, blah, 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 blah.
All true.
All true. All true. All true things. But right. I think with Zay, she is someone who, there's so many layers to her. Okay. Because I also see myself in her, which is like deeply problematic.
I see you in Zay as well.
Okay. Great. I didn't need you to co-sign that for me, but thank you.
I see 2017.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a rabid dog.
I know. One day
2017 to like 2019, like I was unwell.
One day I'm gonna come on here and we're gonna do like an Andy Cohen one-on-one sit down and we're gonna talk about all that, because that was fucking bad shit and I had a front row seat.
So what I see in her is that she's obviously got a lot of insecurities. And I think so early on in their relationship, he kind of shook her to her core and caused some emotional disruption that she's never, ever going to be able to let go.
Yeah.
Him telling her, a woman of color,
mm-hmm.
that she's a 9 and this, no offense, basic white girl is a 10.
Yes.
Just reconfirms everything to her that like, I'm never good enough. He would never pick me. Mm-hmm. I think it just reaffirms that in her mind, no matter, because I think she's absolutely drop dead gorgeous, stunning, beautiful. Gorgeous, beautiful queen.
Great style.
So I think there's that. And I also think that just, like I said, caused disruption and caused her just immediately to like shut down her emotional side. Right. And she hates him.
Right.
And I've been her. Where, like, I've been miserable in a relationship before, but I don't want to be the one to end it. So mm-hmm. I just act rude. I'm acting very passive aggressive. And then I do the favorite, you know, old timey trick of projection, where I then make it their problem. And I tell them, like, you don't like me.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking hate them. I'm telling them that they don't like me, because I'm like trying to get them to be like, yeah, you're right. I want to break up with you.
Right.
And so like, when she's acting like this, like, she's doing it because she truly just does not like him at all. Like, as a person, does not want to be with him, but she's like, I can't be the one to end it. Like, I can't, because I'm already in this. I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to end it. I just, she doesn't know what to do. And so then she like causes all of this like turmoil and then right. like projects and just throws shit at him and like sees what's gonna stick. Mm-hmm. And then he calls her bipolar.
Yeah.
Been there, girl. So that's what I think. I genuinely think she's like never. I don't think she'll say yes. There's no fucking way this.
I hope yes. she doesn't. I hope she doesn't. I don't know why she stayed as long as she has. My theory yeah. on Cole is that he wants a mommy, and he acts like a child, so he wants mommy. And he's like, "Look how silly I am. Look how messy I am. I need a mommy to take care of me." But when Zay becomes his mom. And is like, you can't act like this. Don't do like, I don't like this. He's like, I just want someone sweet. It's like, no, you don't want a woman. You want a girl. You want a young girl who hasn't figured out her self-worth yet and like mm-hmm. self-respect. And you want her to just think you're cute and funny because you are. Because
you're silly.
You're goddamn gorgeous. Oh my God. He's so beautiful. He's so beautiful.
Wait, are you being serious?
I swear to God, I think he's so hot. But. Crazy. I hate him. I would never.
You trigger something in us.
He's like, I mean, like if that man walked into a bar when I was 21 years old, first of all, wouldn't give me the time of day. But if he was drunk enough, I would do whatever he wanted. Like that's a stunning man.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He wants like you don't get a mommy who mm-mm. like while acting.
No, it's this whole complex that not just him, but a lot of men have where like they want a mom.
Yeah.
Like they want you to be their mommy and they want you to clean for them and cook for them and take care of them and be sweet to them. But they also want you to fuck them.
Yes.
So you're like, I don't want to fuck someone I have to take care of.
Right.
That's not sexy.
It's not sexy. It's not sexy when I, it's just not sexy. And. yeah, so that's my hot take on that.
Yeah, they can't. I don't think either of them will say yes.
No, and ladies, to the ladies listening, which is a lot of you, don't put up with that kind of shit.
No.
Like, put your foot down, say, I don't want to do that. Like, this is not a partnership. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Until you push somebody out of your hoochie-coochie, you don't need to be taking care of anybody. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself, take care of your heart, take care of your mind.
That was really beautiful.
I know. I love gals. Like, take care of yourself, gals.
We talk about the gals all the time.
Female friendships are the foundation of life. Like, if you don't have solid female friendships, you are not having a good time.
No.
Like,
and you and I talk about this a lot.
All the time.
We get so fucking mad when girls are like, he's my best friend. He's not your best friend.
He is not. He is somebody you love to be around. He is somebody you love to have sex with. He is somebody you see partnering with in life. But like my best friend, hello, it's Sam.
You can't be Giuseppe and Polly with Will.
You can't do it. And I also can't be like my full 100% authentic, honest, like look at this weird picture of this sore in my mouth. Like I can't do that with somebody I love.
No, because like you still want them to fuck you too.
Yes, I still
want
to be sexy.
I don't want to look at my boyfriend's cold sore or canker sore, just like I don't want him to look at mine. It's like we need boundaries. And we're sharing a lot on this podcast.
This is
a therapy set.
There's just a few things I need cut out and I have notes in my mind, so don't let me forget.
Now I'm curious what they are.
You'll find out.
Okay. Can't wait. I love a cliffhanger. Next up.
Yeah.
We got Colleen and Matt.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I was watching you work through who those people were in your mind. And once you got to who it was, it's scary.
Okay. So obviously, like, we're going to talk about Matt. And because I have a lot of opinions on this, like, domestic violence opinions. But first, let's, like, get through Colleen. It'll be short and sweet. Nobody gives a single fuck you're a ballerina. Okay. I need you to shut the fuck up. No one cares that you're a ballerina. She talks about it like she's the fucking tooth fairy. She's like, men just like are really obsessed with like dating.
Like, baby, this isn't Juilliard.
Okay, I do Zumba in my living room and I shut up about it. I hush hush. Like, no one cares. No one cares.
And it's one of those things that she does that she really She's not a, I genuinely think there are people out there that are not deep people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
She's one of them. I don't think there's a deeper side to Colleen that we're just like not getting on this show. Mm-hmm. Like I genuinely think like she's not capable of like being deep and understanding complex feelings. Yeah. I think she just has, I don't think her life, and I could be totally fucking wrong. So Colleen, if you're listening, my apologies if I'm wrong.
Sorry to call you.
I don't think, like, from what I'm gathering, she's ever been through a hardship.
Which, honestly, like,
God fucking bless.
I mean, bring it back to fucking Trump days. I would like lay in bed and pray to be a dumbass. I was like, please, when I wake up, make me dumb, make me ignorant, make me stupid, because this is too much to take. And I would love to not feel every fucking emotion there ever
is. Her brain is made of cotton candy.
Yeah, like, genuinely. The lights are on and like one person's home. Like she's
one person's home and they're taking a nap.
But I will say that all that shit talking being said, I am impressed with how she, when they're in the aquarium and he was...
It's just so stupid. When they're in the aquarium, she stood her ground.
She did. And she stood up and she's like, I don't think you're going to be here when shit hits the fan. And granted, that shit being like, you're talking to another man about how sexy he is, that's questionable. That shouldn't be
happening. It was wrong. Was it wrong to the level of Matt losing his goddamn mind?
Okay, now this is like very serious. And we've been...
Can I just get a glass of water?
Can I rant?
Absolutely, go for it.
Well, you're not gonna be able to hear me, but I'll rant anyways. This is
no, like I'm gonna sit here and listen until you're done.
Well, no, go get water.
I'm just really thirsty.
Pause. A lot
Let's
of
talk about Matt.
Matt, and this is like dead ass serious, and I need every woman listening to this podcast to.
And men, we don't discriminate.
Yeah, totally. Women and men. I just want you to know if you are seeing similarities in how your partner is reacting to the way Matt did with Colleen, which is like extreme bursts of anger and like the anger doesn't seem to match like what actually happened. And even like the physically like blocking her, like that type of thing.
Very domineering behavior.
And if you ever feel scared and you ever feel like I don't know what's going to happen next, you need to listen to your gut and get the fuck out of that situation. I'll say like relationships, and I've said this like so many times in the last few weeks, relationships do not get better. Okay, they start really nice and then you have problems and challenges and you get stronger for sure, but if you're seeing these signs so early on, that is who that person is and you need to believe them and you need to leave, because there is not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that he would lay a hand on a woman.
Absolutely.
Like, it was scary to watch. Like, it was uncomfortable.
It was unsettling. And to see her so, and to watch her as the days go on, she becomes like very, almost like a shell of herself.
Yeah, she's scared of that happening.
She's scared of him. So, and like, it's just one of those situations where you become so scared to like rock the boat ever because you never know what's going to set him off, that you just don't say anything. And then you become a shell of yourself, and that's not good. And the way that he was being, he was like physically,
it was weird.
He was like popping his chest up.
Yeah, he made himself bigger to make her feel smaller. And that is like a huge red flag. I don't like him at all. Mm-mm. I think even like aside from like the firm belief I have that he would get physically violent, it's also like emotionally abusive to just threaten to leave. Like all the time. Like I'm packing up. And let's talk quickly about the like the club situation. I'm a firm believer that that was a miscommunication.
Absolutely.
You know, I think like they were leaving the bar. She said, I'll see you at home. And then she went to another club with her girls. Like again, they literally said girls.
If you're with your partner and like Gracie said, if you see any signs that they are behaving like Matt, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Anyone that threatens to pack their shit up and leave because you talked to another guy or you went out with your friends, that's fucking weird. And there's this thing, and I hate it when men do this. they say the phrase, I would never marry a girl like that. That's not how my wife would act. Ugh. Because that is just so loaded with like patriarchal values and like this idea that like she's mine and like she cannot do this. And it's like she's a human being. And she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Right.
And I want to talk to his ex because something is going on there. This girl didn't just wake up one day and go, I'm going to have an affair and have a baby with another guy. I'm sorry.
Talk to you again.
No. Something has happened. And also his family did say that he brings girls around a lot.
They did?
Yeah. She was like, oh, and they were like, oh, you're not like the first or whatever. And then they call him two-date Matt. And even his friends were like, Colleen, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, his friends were like, he escalates, he yells, he gets angry. It's like, why is that okay? Why is this okay behavior?
I'm sad for the girl he ends up with because it's going to be a girl who, was probably raised in, like, a tough situation where like her father yelled or something like that, where she was taught like that's what love is like. Mm-hmm. I've seen people date people that are like, oh my god, look how jealous he gets, like that means he really cares.
No,
like that's not what love is. It makes me sad, and all I can do is just keep it moving.
Okay, great way to end that. Next up, we got Bartice and Colleen.
Oh my god, I wish we had ended because like they don't seem that bad when you fucking talk
about them. They're not. I kind of like that we're not ending on Matt and Colleen. That's a dark place to end.
But Bartice is a motherfucker who doesn't deserve to even look at a woman in his entire life.
When he said to her, when I texted a picture of you to my friends, they all were like,
and then you see the friends.
See those fucking goblins?
They literally look like they have like a frequent flyer program at GameStop. Like all of y'all can get absolutely
They definitely have a punch card at Quiznos.
Exactly.
They made me sick.
They probably
These are the fucking men that have the goddamn audacity to be like, ooh. Like, okay, can I tell you a story? This is exactly who these men remind me of.
Yes.
So many, many years ago, I dated this guy. Mm-hmm. And we watched the Super Bowl together. Are you vaping?
No.
She's like,
I'm not. We've been on this for an hour.
I know. Sorry. Time flies when you're having fun. With
the bestie.
With the best gals. So years ago, I was dating this guy. And he was fine. Whatever. Which one?
Mouth his name. Oh, you can't. We're on recording. Got it.
And he had a friend, one of his really good friends. I'm going to say his name on here because he fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. His nickname was Stink. His nickname was Stink.
Stank?
Stink.
Oh!
His name was Stink.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
He thought he was the big man on campus. Like, he thought he was it. Okay. We are watching the Super Bowl, and it's Lady Gaga's. This was the year she did the Super Bowl. She comes down. Yeah. She jumps down. She lands. She's in her like little crop top. I'm the only girl at the Super Bowl party, by the way.
Oh,
just cool disgusting. Girl. I don't, yeah. No, thank you. And Stank in the back of the room, slipping on his Bud Light.
Hell yeah.
Goes, she's got kind of a beer belly.
Stank!
He was dead ass fucking serious. And I looked at him, and my boyfriend at the time literally put his hand on my leg because he knew that I was ready to pop off.
Yeah.
And I did. And I looked at him and I said, Stank, we are in a basement in Dearborn, Michigan. She is performing at the fucking Super Bowl. Who here is the one with the beer belly? It's you. That's what I mean. Like, men like that just make me so enraged. Because they are basic bullshit, bare minimum fucking goblin losers.
Yes.
And they have the fucking audacity to look at Nancy with the most beautiful, I'm sorry, this might be, maybe I have internalized misogyny. I don't know, but she has beautiful breasts.
Oh, why? Okay. Hot take.
Beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous. There was a picture of Salma Hayek that was circling the internet this weekend, and I, at first glance, thought it was Nancy.
Oh!
I did. I was like, that's my girl, Nance. Now, do I think Nancy's a little bit of a strange character?
Yeah.
I do. She said Irma Gerd. She said Irma Gerd.
I really tried to push that out of my mind.
Yeah. So she's a strange girl, but I don't think she deserves to be treated like this. And it breaks my fucking heart to see her look at him and go, it really hurts me that I love you so much and you just don't love me and you're not attracted to me. Girl, then get the fuck out.
No, get out.
Like, you are not being, like, chained to this man. Like, I don't understand. Like, have some self-respect. Leave Stank and go.
As a woman who has been called foul names by nasty men. Uh-huh. No, just this one story pops in my head. When Will and I first started dating, like, this was 7 years ago. It was like our second month dating. We were out at a bar and we ran into this guy that we both went to middle school with, because Will and I went to same middle school. And mind you, this guy had hit on me freshman year of college, but I rejected him. And then he ended up getting expelled because he was date raping girls. That this is who we're dealing with, this type of person. And keep in mind the date rape and the rejection. We're all talking outside and I'm like, I'm gonna go get us all beers. I'll be right back. Looks at Will in the face and says, you're dating Gracie? That's fucking disgusting. Which, like, mind you, I am no beauty queen. I am I am also very beautiful. And I am funny and I am smart and I am kind and I've got a big fat ass and I make people giggle sometimes. And like, how fucking dare you fucking date rapiste? Like, how? Oh, and then I ran into him one time.
That
like
makes me sick.
I ran into him a few months later and he was like, hey, Gracie. And I literally looked at him and I was like, don't ever fucking talk to me ever again.
That is Bartice.
I yelled on a tabletop and I was like, you need to get the fuck out of here. I was like, that was like my crazy era. I miss it so much. I was
when you were on a tabletop?
No, when I would like get onto elevated surfaces to yell at men because I'm not. I would stand on chairs. I would stand on tables. I would stand on crates just to be like, get the fuck out. La, la, la. It was such a good time.
And but I'm not going to be one of those girls on this podcast right now where we say, not all men. I'm not doing that because
most of them.
I'm exhausted. And I'm just not doing that. But Bartice sucks. Nancy gave him that gift of trinkets. He balled. And then he sent her a shot. That's what she got. I think we know where this one is heading.
We don't need to get into like the full abortion because I know it's like a soft issue for a lot of people. But you could really tell how he views women with like that, how he handled that conversation. And also for him to have this tough conversation with Nancy, to disagree fundamentally on it. And then to go to his
weaponize family. Weaponize it with his family.
Mm-hmm. Knowing the reaction they would have just to make her look bad. Mm-hmm. And, like, kudos to Nancy for fucking, like, standing in it.
And she stood her ground. She was like, I love how Nancy handled him in that conversation because she really set her peace.
I would not have.
And she was just slowly trapping him into being really hypocritical and contradictory.
Yes.
And I was living because she was like, well, do you believe in plan B? And he's like, oh, yeah, baby girl, I don't fuck around every day.
Every day, pop a block.
And I'm like, and she's like, oh. Okay. And then for him to know how his family feels about this. It was another example of him trying to get her to like get out of this.
Yeah.
But like neither one of them will do it. And there's also some Freudian stuff going on with him and his sister.
Oh yeah. Did you notice that Raven looked a little like his sister?
A little?
And he couldn't stop getting a boner for Raven. I mean,
and then the sister walks in and I was like,
there was on TikTok and she was like doing his hair, I think. And I remember seeing her fingers linger on the forehead. And mind you, I have a brother. We have never hugged. Like beyond from when I came home from the hospital.
Imagining you doing your brother's hair.
No.
Like touching him at all is very weird.
My brother is a wild creature. And like
he is crazy.
I love my brother very much. Yeah. I support him. I think he's a great person. Yada yada yada. That like to what I just said is the extent of the amount of affection I will ever show my brother. Like
yeah. And there is something to be said about brother and sister relationships. I like guys, you literally read anything about it. Like it
never understood that.
there's Joe and Teresa Giudice is all like, or Joe and Teresa Berga.
Maybe I just like don't have a hot brother, but I've like literally never, ever.
I don't have a. Can I say something?
You may.
So I got asked yesterday or the other day in my question and answer thing, and they were like, "How do you feel about being an only child?" And I said my piece because I get that question all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people DM'd me and were like, "You don't even have half siblings?" I was like, "No, I don't." And they were shocked.
Yeah, I mean, you don't meet a lot of true. I mean, technically, I'm an only child.
Did you know that if you're a sibling and you have a 7-year or larger age gap, then you mentally are an only child? Because you grew up in different like friend groups, you grew up with different like music, different pop culture references, like you are grew up in a very different way.
I guess I think.
Like, and then I also heard this thing on TikTok. It was this therapist and he was talking about relationships like with siblings and stuff. And he was saying like no two siblings have the same parents.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
That is so deep.
I was going to say like siblings, obviously you're affected deeply by your siblings like growing up in the same house. But you're also like arguably more affected by how your parents react to you based on how they react to your siblings. Like I was treated very different because of how my brother acted. And I was treated differently because of how my sister acted and like those types of things. So like the 7 years I get in the sense it would affect how you grow up, like physically, like on your own and that type of playing by yourself. But the parent thing, like your parents change, like every child changes.
And every kid has different needs emotionally and stuff like that. So I just thought that that was so profound because it's like, it also leads you to wonder like, oh, like how come people grow up in the same house but are so different? It's like, well, yeah, they have different parents when it comes to parenting.
I mean, me and my brother a while ago could not be more, we didn't speak for a long time because we couldn't be more different and like fundamental things. Like my mom would always say like, I don't know how this happened. Like you got one kid over here.
God, I should get Mads on the pod.
Oh my God. She would die.
She's a big Bravo queen. She's always in my DMs.
She's a big fan of Sam.
Just yeah. I love her. So do you think Nancy's going to say yes and Bartice's going to say no? I think that that's what's going to happen because I don't think Nancy has an ounce of fucking self-respect.
I know. Well, I'm trying to separate it from like the clues and stuff from like the trailer.
That trailer, I think, gave away too much.
Well, the way they were sitting on the couches was like, why are these people all on one couch and then like these people are separated? I think, well, she did have her bracelet on, the forever bracelet that they got together. That like,
which yeah, I think the permanent bracelet.
You should get that.
Okay.
Yay. Okay.
Yay. It's better than a tattoo. I'm not a tattoo girl.
We're not doing tattoos, but I'll get a little gold charm with you. But she didn't have that on in the trailer. So I'm going to say, just for the sake of it, I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I don't think they get together.
Yeah.
Well, wow. What an episode this was.
This was a lot.
Guys, we unpacked a lot. You know, we started with Giuseppe and Polly.
We talked about election. We talked about Trump. We talked about abuse.
We talked about, you know, assault.
Assault on the census.
Yeah. We talked about a lot of things.
I loved it. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. And where can everybody join Gracie Nation?
Okay, this is important. Gracie Nation needs recruits because I'm trying to join the Amazon influencer program because I have amazing Amazon finds and I'm trying to make a buck. So same thing still stands. I'm still private. I look at every single person that requests me. I only accept you if we have things in common, which is like could be very broad sometimes. Yeah. It's just a mood, but you may try to follow me at Gracie Bullitt, GRACIEBULLEIT.
Was that for me? Was that for me?
Yeah, because you spell my fucking name wrong. We've been friends for 100 million years.
You know what? It's always the I before E, except I've received and sending like A and neighbor away. Like, I just, my brain doesn't compute with that even.
It's fucking EIT. It's like really not that hard.
EIT. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please give this a 5-star review.
Please.
And I will see you guys all on Friday. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week until then. And follow me at Bravo Historian and at Teachers Left on Twitter. I don't know how much longer Twitter is going to be around. Shit's going down over there.
Oh my God.
Woo! It's going it's crazy.
It is.
So, crazy. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hoda Media Production.